when it comes to the promises of the West, only a naive person, only a stupid person, only a semi-retarded person would trust the promises of the West. And there's a track record. I can speak about it for like hours, and I think most of you can. We're not going to fall for any hollow promises of the West. That's to begin with. That's something self-evident, badihi. More ideological answer, we have to understand and come to terms with this idea that the very existence of the Zionist regime of Israel, the very existence of this ruthless, genocidal, expansionist regime, it is a hurdle in the path of any peace process. I'll repeat again, the very existence, brothers and sisters, and this has been our stance from day one that this illegal and illegitimate Zionist regime came into inception, we've been saying this, and today the world is witnessing it and testifying to this reality. Till the time this regime stays in the entire region, forget about any peace in the region. And allow me to say, if this entity is allowed to stay alive, it is a threat to the peace of the entire world. Again, we don't have time to get into details of each one of these things. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about the peace with the Zionist regime of Israel, when we talk about this peace process and the peace deals that the West is offering, you know what they're saying? They're saying, first of all, you accept the very existence of the Zionist regime of Israel. Consider it to be legitimate. Consider it to be something that is legal. This is the first thing that they're demanding. Accepting Israel, legitimizing Israel, normalizing relationships with the Zionist regime of Israel. And you saw the attempt that was made, the failed attempt, I would say, to normalize the relationships with the Muslim countries, so to speak. Peace with them means ignoring all the blood that has been spilled, all of the innocent blood that has been spilled. You ignore that. Turn a blind eye towards it. All of that blood, the Zionist regime of Israel has to answer for it. The innocent blood of babies, women, men. Peace with them means accepting Israel's dominance. That's what they say when they talk about the peace. This is what they expect you to accept. Accept the Zionist Jewish dominance over the Muslim countries, over the lives of Muslims. That's what they're proposing. If you do that, we are peaceful with you. We're not going to kill you. But if you're not ready to accept this, then we are going to come at you. This is what they're saying. This is the peace plan, the peace process. Brothers and sisters, peace means accepting the Western satanic system, the Satanism, if you would, on your individual lives, on your societies, on your countries, on the entire region, and on the entire globe. This is what they mean by peace. How can we accept this? We are the followers of Karbala. We are the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We have been taught Hayhat minna zilla. All of these things we listed, they're nothing but zilla, humiliation, disgrace. Imam Hussain alayhi salam taught us otherwise. We saw in the clip by Sayyidina Nasrullah before the session. What did he say? He quoted Imam Hussain alayhi salam that living with the oppressors under their dominance, under their wilaya, is a disgrace. How can we have peace? We are the followers of those who have said, Mithli la yubayi'u mithla. Someone like me will never pledge allegiance to someone like Yazid. So how in the world can we submit to the Yazids of the time, the Shimrs of the time, the Umresad of the time? It's just out of question.